story about the guy that was rubbing the tobacco in your face.
Oh, no, that
boys have never heard that.
Well, no, I played with a fellow. His name is Salter Everett. He's still living. Now, he's a preacher, a Baptist preacher. He'd spit in his hand. He chewed tobacco while he was playing, you know. And no, the guy that was doing it to me was twisting my leg, honey, and I hit that carbuncle on his back.
Yeah.
Down that. Well, that was in that Spring Hill game, and the coach told me that I couldn't play because I was crippled so bad with this cap off my hip joint. Finally, he turned around and said, "Delma, take your place in there." I said, "Now try not to get hurt anymore." And I went in, and of course the paper had been full of someone's wasn't going to be able to play due to a bruised hip injury. Well, this guy grabbed me by my left leg the first down and twisted it. And, of course, it hurt me mighty bad. And I told him, I said, "Don't do that again." And he did. And I noticed he had a raised place under his sweater.
On the back.
On the back. And I figured that wasn't a raised place just for fun. So when he went on offense, I was on defense, and of course you could use both hands then, you see. So I just got right up over him, and when they snapped the ball, I just went right down on top of that high place. And with all the force I had, and of course they had to carry him off the field, I busted that carbuncle he had under there, and they had to take him here. It was a rising, a great big rising. He had a rubber donut around. He had a rubber donut around that rising on his back to protect it, and I just hit right down on that rubber donut, and it opened that. He didn't have to have it lacerated. No. So when they finally let him get back to the game, he said, "I guess we're even." I said, "Yeah, let's play football." Oh, they used to mark lines in the ground, you know, because there wasn't any grass on the field, and said, don't come across that line. If you do, I'll spit in your face. And Salt would get them so scared, they actually was afraid to come across that line sometime. And he'd rub his hands, and then when they'd snap the ball, he'd just shove his hands out in front of him like that. They'd just have tobacco juice dripping off of the face and everything. And it was rough. Ole Miss played state once, and the boy by the name of Hooley Feimster, he's a doctor, and I think he's still living up at... I think he lives either in Corinth or Ripley, Mississippi. Dr. Hooley Feimster. He had a small bone in his arm broken, and they put it up in a cast. Well, he just put his sweatshirt, his jersey on over that cast and played in a game. And State had a boy by the name of Turner. Izzy Turner. Well, every time they snapped the ball, Feimster would hit him side the head with that plaster cast. Well, he kept telling the referee, he said, "That guy's hitting me with something." Well, there was no rules against it. They couldn't see anything in his hand. And next time down, he'd slap him side the head. Well, he had him dizzy. And finally, the boy said to coach, "Just take me out, coach. He's beating me to death with something." So they got him out of there. And, of course, they outlawed it. They outlawed that later. But old Hooley Feimster was wearing Izzy out. Izzy was in the feed business or something here in Jackson for a long time. But he was really getting at him with that. "Just me out, coach." Yeah.